This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. It is a story of numbers and the tragic story they tell. Though it shows signs of easing in parts of the world, the coronavirus pandemic now has sickened almost 4.5 million people and cost nearly 304,000 lives. The figures are compiled by Johns Hopkins University. Here in the U.S., most states have begun to reopen their economies, this in the face of a mounting pandemic caseload well above 1.4 million, the highest in the world, and a death toll that is approaching 86,000, again, the most anywhere. Many states that are opening up are still seeing a rise in cases. The world's largest cruise line company, Carnival, says it is laying off hundreds of U.S.-based employees. They'll be added to the rapidly growing list of Americans who have lost their jobs due to the pandemic. The official unemployment number since the middle of March is 36.5 million. 3 million people filed for benefits last week alone. Some economists warn the U.S. unemployment rate could reach a shocking 25% this month, a Great Depression level. Tens of thousands of U.S. auto industry workers are headed back to their jobs. Production lines have been idled since mid-March. It is the first major U.S. manufacturing sector scheduled to restart its operations. Car companies are counting on pent-up consumer demand to help them get back on track. Vehicle sales in April fell by almost 50%. And with so many Americans out of work, for them, new car buying may be out of the question well into the future. A U.S. government whistleblower told a House committee Thursday the United States has no comprehensive battle plan for fighting the pandemic. Dr. Rick Bright, fired from his vaccine coordination work, said there is a pressing need for a coherent national strategy that goes beyond a vaccine in such basic areas as personal protective equipment, testing, and treatment. U.S. President Donald Trump called Bright an unhappy, disgruntled government employee. According to a new Washington Post-Ipsos poll, 6 in 10 Americans who have been working outside their homes are afraid they could be exposed to the coronavirus on the job and infect members of their household. This is VOA News. Dr. Anthony Fauci, probably the most respected member of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, this week said, if the country moves too quickly to open up its economy, there could be a price, needless suffering and death. Now, local officials in some states are complaining that their governors are guilty of such premature decisions. Case in point, Texas, which has suffered its worst one-day number of COVID-19 cases, 1,458 and 58 deaths. The governor, Republican Greg Abbott's response, that Texas has fewer cases than other large states. Pandemic restrictions are easing in Europe. Germany is opening its border with Luxembourg and increasing the number of crossings from France, Switzerland, and Austria. The goal is to restore free travel by June 15th. Germany is also dropping a mandatory 14-day quarantine for travelers from European Union nations and several other European countries, including Britain. German restaurants have begun to reopen. Austria and Switzerland are easing border controls, and Austria is reopening its bars and restaurants. In the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania have lifted travel restrictions among them. Slovenia says it has the pandemic under control, and it too is relaxing border movement restrictions. The Australian state of New South Wales is allowing cafes and restaurants to open their doors. It is already happening in Sydney. Japan is lifting its state of emergency in most regions outside Tokyo and Osaka. Some schools, restaurants, and other businesses are reopening. China has gone a month without announcing any new coronavirus deaths, though the National Health Commission today reported 4 new cases in the northeastern province of Jilin. The last time the commission reported a death was on April 14th. Meanwhile, China is continuing with its plan to test all 11 million residents of Wuhan, where the pandemic began. Beijing says it has so far tested 3 million people in the city. In Mexico, a record one-day jump in confirmed infections, more than 2,400, has pushed the total COVID number above 42,000. The government says Mexico is facing its most difficult moment of the pandemic. The cost in lives so far is nearing 4,500. Critical Mexican industries, including mining, construction, and auto assembly, are scheduled to reopen early next week. In South America, Colombia is acting to prevent the spread of COVID-19 from hard-hit Brazil. The government is warning residents along its border with Brazil to stay in their homes, except to buy food or get medical care. Colombia's coronavirus death toll is 500-plus. The number in Brazil is 14,000. Brazil's president, Jair Bolsonaro, has consistently downplayed the seriousness of the pandemic in his country. Brazil has recorded more than 203,000 cases. In Chile, a general quarantine for Santiago's 7 million people is in effect as authorities try to stem a surge of new COVID infections. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.